from Washington, this is VOA News. Suicide bombing kills 22 near Iraqi capital, and Christmas security tightened in several countries. I'm Bob Doty reporting from Washington. Iraqi officials say a suicide bomber targeting pro-government Sunni militiamen has killed at least 22 people in an attack near the country's capital. The blast happened early Wednesday in the town of Maiden, about 45 kilometers south of Baghdad. Officials said most of the dead were pro-government fighters who had gathered to receive their salary. Three Iraqi soldiers were among those killed. The bombing wounded at least 55 other people. Security forces are on high alert in several countries this Christmas because of concern radical Muslim groups could attack churches or Christian communities. In Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim-majority country, security officials say they have deployed 80,000 policemen and 65,000 military personnel across the country to deter any acts of violence against Christian targets. The announcement comes as a car was bombed outside a church in far eastern Ambon province Wednesday. The attack did not injure anyone, and the suspects are still at large. Representatives of Ukraine and separatist rebels who support Russia resumed fresh peace talks Wednesday with the Russian government and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe also taking part. The goal is a settlement of the crisis. Negotiators are focusing first on how to solidify a ceasefire that has reduced fighting since September by gaining an agreement on the pullback of troops and heavy weapons, prisoner exchanges, and the delivery of humanitarian aid to eastern Ukraine. This is VOA News. Sony Pictures has announced that it will immediately make its comedy film, The Interview, available for rent and purchase online. The movie was released at 1700 UTC Wednesday and will be available across several digital platforms, including Microsoft Xbox, Google Play, and YouTube. In a statement, Sony said it was essential to release the movie, especially given the assault upon our business by those who wanted to stop free speech. Sony pulled The Interview last week after its computers were hacked by unknown attackers who threatened more damage if the film was released as scheduled. The U.S. blamed North Korea for the cyber attack. On Wednesday, Sony reversed its decision to cancel the movie, announcing a limited theatrical release that will see the film shown in dozens of theaters on December 25th. A police officer has shot and killed an armed black man in a St. Louis suburb near where an unarmed black teen was killed by a white officer in August. St. Louis County Police spokesman John Belmar said the officer encountered two men during a routine check at a gas station in Berkeley, Missouri. Spokesman said one of the men pointed a gun at the officer, prompting him to open fire. The second man fled the scene. Belmar said the suspect, identified by local media as 18-year-old Antonio Martin, had a history of run-ins with the law. After the shooting, a crowd of several dozen residents gathered at the scene and confronted police. Two officers were injured. Four people were arrested and charged with assault. Australian authorities have arrested and charged two men as part of a wider counter-terrorism investigation a day after Prime Minister Tony Abbott warned of increased terrorist chatter. 20-year-old Suleiman Khalid was charged Wednesday with possession of documents designed to facilitate a terrorist attack. A 21-year-old, whose name was not given, was charged with disobeying a police control order. A total of 11 people arrested in those raids have now been charged with terrorism-related offenses. Australian Federal Police Commissioner Michael Phelan said the documents seized from Khalid talked a little about potential government targets in Sydney. And the U.S. Labor Department says the number of layoffs have declined across the nation. The number of people signing up for unemployment assistance dropped by 9,000 last week to a nationwide total of 280,000. Economists used initial jobless claims as a way to keep track of the number of people losing jobs. This is the latest in a series of mostly upbeat economic reports recently made. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.